The wisdom of Solomon in judging the two mothers. As a timeless testament to King Solomon's God-given wisdom, the account of his judgment in 1 Kings 3 verses 16 to 28 illustrates his ability to discern truth in a complex and emotionally charged dispute. Solomon was presented with two women, both prostitutes, each claiming to be the mother of a living child, but accusing the other of claiming a dead child. Solomon's innovative and bold approach not only resolved the conflict, but also demonstrated a profound understanding of human nature, serving as a powerful example of what true justice is all about. In the story, the two women present their cases. One explained that she gave birth to a child, and 3 days later, a second woman also gave birth. As a result of lying on her son during the night, the second woman's son died. The dead child was secretly exchanged with the living son of the first woman. In the morning, the first woman discovered the dead child but recognized that it was not her child. However, the second woman denied the accusation, claiming that her child was the living one. Having no witnesses or evidence, their conflicting claims created an unresolvable dilemma. They argued passionately before Solomon, each asserting, "The living one is my son, the dead one is yours." Solomon's response to this impasse demonstrated his extraordinary wisdom. As he summarized their claims, he observed, "This one says, 'My son is alive and your son is dead,' while the other says, 'No, your son is dead and mine is alive.'" Recognizing that words could not reveal the truth, he devised a test that would reveal the true mother. Solomon called for the sword and issued a startling command: "Cut the living child in half and give half to one and half to the other." The proposal was shocking, but the intent was to provoke an immediate response that would reveal the truth. Solomon's order was greeted with a wide range of responses from women. The true mother, filled with love for her child, pleaded desperately, "Please, my lord, give her the living baby. Don't kill him." Her willingness to relinquish her claim to save her son's life demonstrated her maternal bond. A woman driven by bitterness or envy, on the other hand, agrees callously, "Neither you nor I will take him. Cut him in two." Her response indicates a lack of genuine concern for the child. As Solomon discerned the true mother's identity through her self-sacrificing compassion, he declared, "Give the living baby to the first woman. Do not kill him. She is his mother." In this ruling, Solomon demonstrated his ability to penetrate into the very heart of human emotion beyond words. He was not merely intellectual, but also deeply perceptive, based on his understanding of love, sacrifice, and human nature. He created a moment of truth in which the women's hearts were exposed by proposing an extreme solution. The mother's plea reflected a universal principle: genuine love prioritizes the well-being of the beloved over personal gain. As a result of Solomon's judgment, justice was served by protecting the child and affirming the bond between mother and son. Despite the fact that Solomon's verdict had a profound impact on the two women, his impact reached far beyond them. The text notes that when all Israel heard the verdict the king had given, they held him in awe because they saw that he had wisdom from God to administer justice. As a result of his ruling, he established himself as an unparalleled leader with the ability to resolve even the most complicated disputes. Solomon had previously prayed for wisdom in order to govern God's people justly, 1 Kings 3 verse 9, so it was a divine gift. As a result, this story became a cornerstone of his legacy, illustrating how wisdom, guided by divine insight, can bring clarity to chaos and deliver justice in a compassionate manner. Takeaway: Solomon's judgment teaches us that true wisdom seeks the heart of a matter, discerning truth through insight and compassion. As Solomon pointed out, justice is not merely about resolving disputes, but also about protecting the most precious thing in life, the human being. By listening deeply, prioritizing selflessness, and seeking solutions that honor truth and preserve dignity, we can emulate this wisdom, trusting that such discernment leads to outcomes that are fair and humane.